Welcome to Live Edge, episode number next. I'm Matt.
I'm Amy.
Welcome to the show.
See our fire?
It is a fire. It's a fireside chat. So, small business lessons. We're basically launching a new business, but we're taking what we've already learned from 731 and trying to streamline the next business to help us grow. And so we're going to give a few tips along the way, some stuff we've learned. And we would love to hear your tips, struggles, et cetera, in the chat. Let us know.
Successes.
Let us know everything that you've learned. Give us a good tip or two in there. So that's what we're doing. Yep. So we do this mullet style.
Party in the front.
Business in the back. That's wrong. Business
Why
in the front.
Why can't we do it party in the front this time?
Well, I guess we could.
Okay, so here's what I think we should do since it's a fireside chat. What if we blend our party and our business tonight?
Let's do it.
Let's do that. So if you have a question, try to drop a cue before your question if you think about it, just to make it stand out a little bit. And we'll try to catch all the questions as we go.
Yep. So starting a new business, first thing I learned was nothing happens on time. And that's something we have. So we've been trying to launch a new company. Have we told everybody or just the members? I don't remember. Anyway, we're trying to launch a new company and
we've been working on it
for over a year, probably a year and a half.
Over 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. It has been 2 years. We started developing a product and that fell through and it's been a mess. So nothing happens the way you think it will. So
I've always sort of understood the best laid plans go awry.
Yeah.
So
expect the unexpected. We're working with dilemma.
Expect the unexpected. We thought, you know, we've been doing this. We had an idea. We wanted to make this idea come to life. And we thought we were getting everything put in place, only to hit a brick wall, basically, at every single turn. And
like the good Lord was closing the door.
Yeah. And
not yet. Not
so
yet.
We didn't want to give up, but there were certain things that were just happening. We were trying to get everything in place the way that it, you know, that we thought it should go. We finally, nothing happened. Like there was no traction at all until we gave up on our original idea, which was our first product to launch. And once we gave up on that particular,
or at least tabled it,
I shouldn't say give up, but we tabled it because it just wasn't meant to be our first product. Once we tabled that and pivoted to something different, everything started kind of moving.
Started moving.
So what do you get from, what can you glean from that?
Well, I mean, I think you should listen to the good Lord. If things aren't working, like there's a reason why. I'll tell you, we paid someone to help us develop a product. Mm-hmm. We got samples of that product. We didn't like the first one. So we got another prototype, which all we're having to pay for, it come in. We liked it. And we're like, yep, let's develop it. And then boom, we started hitting roadblock because we couldn't find anybody to make it. We could. It was just going to cost like an extremely large amount that there's
either
no way
that
you could sell
or
it.
We were going to,
or you could cheap out on it.
You could cheap out and we would lose quality control for a price. And that wasn't, we were not willing to give up the quality of it for the sake of having that one particular product at this moment. And so we did, you know, we, like friends say, we pivoted. And once we did that, then things started moving and we started seeing that, okay, well, maybe that just wasn't meant to be yet.
And it may not ever come to be.
It may not, but we have the prototype sitting right over there and we...
Two of them, actually.
Yeah. We're not giving up on that, but we had to understand at some point, this business is never going to happen if we're unwilling to adjust as needed.
Adapt and overcome, as they say.
Yeah. And so I think that was our problem.
And now we have, there's one product with there's six SKUs of the product right there ready to go. And then we have another one right here that the whole stock will be here Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then the website, that's something we'll talk about a website in a minute.
And we have other products.
We have other products in motion, you know, that's going to start coming out too. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really trying to figure out a roadmap or a business plan, rather, to set us in the right direction. And that's one thing, we haven't had any business coaching or anything like that, proper training. She's got a college degree in marketing, which has helped us immensely. But yeah, we just didn't have those plans laid out like we should have. And it's just caused things to take longer, which is fine. I mean, we had 731 still going good, so it wasn't like it was a pressing issue. But it is something we wanted to do earlier. But
right. And it's something that means a lot to us. And I think the problem was, let's say you're opening a bakery and you want your star product to be a cake, and you can't bake a cake to save your life. You can't find whatever it is, you know, what you're missing some kind of integral piece of creating that product for your business. We were unwilling to serve anything else. Like, we were working on a cake the whole entire time. And once we were like, oh, wait, let's do cake pops, or let's do cupcakes, or let, you know, everything started coming together. And I think that was a really hard lesson for us, but also a really important lesson for us, because all of this time that we spent in limbo, we could have been putting that time and that effort and that energy into other things and could have started our business a long time ago. But I also believe in God's timing. So, you know, I guess the timing just wasn't right.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the cake is not still
Aiden Leader says, have you reached out to Andrew Klein for guidance? He has several products he has created. I have not. I have reached out to other people, though, and have gotten a lot of good guidance as well. Wayne Glass is, is there a market for your upcoming product? Yes. And how do you know? Well, those products are already on the market, similar products. There's one, though, that's not. And I do believe, based on a little bit of a feedback that I've gotten from our channel members, our Patreon, or Two Before Nation channel members, Patreon, that this is going to be a good product. Because
we sort of feel like it's our gluten-free cake. Like, seriously, we couldn't do the product we wanted to start with. But then once we changed our mindset, this product became something that we were really excited about. And especially him, he put a whole lot of thought into this product. And I think, I'm hoping that you guys, everyone out there will see that and will love it just as much. But it did become our, what I think, the product that we're most excited about.
Yep. I'm very excited about that. I'm trying to tell her to turn alarm off.
Are they woodworking based?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. I think we could tell them. It's not a secret. We have told people.
Well, I mean, we've told.
I put it on Instagram the other day.
Have we told them the name of the business?
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. I put it on Instagram, so it's out there. It's not like it's a secret. It's called Faith Valley Tools.
Yeah.
We're starting a tool company. Faith-based.
And let's talk about why it's Faith Valley.
Yeah. Tell
me. Yeah. So we literally were driving through mountains. We were driving between Las Vegas and Utah. And we were talking about what to name our new business that we wanted to start. This was over 2 years ago. And we were talking about people, you know, having faith and all that stuff. And we've always kind of been drawn to mountains. He has mountains on a tattoo. They're on your shirt too. But we were talking about having faith, that a lot of people have faith when they're in the mountain, but they don't have faith when they're in the valley. And so that's why we decided to call it Faith Valley Tools, because we want everybody to know that there's a way for you, even if you're in the dark down times, when you're down there really low in the valley, or when you're high on the mountain. So that's why we decided to call it Faith Valley Tools, and it will be faith based.
Yep. So the idea is profits, 10% of the profits from that business will be going to missionaries. Somebody commented on my Instagram that they said that something similar to, you're going to add 10% to the product markup or something just to give away. That's not true. 10% will be coming out of the profits. So the product will be priced comparably to other products on the market. And so there's no markup, anything like that.
No,
that's just the idea. We want to be able to use that to give back. And so that's the idea. And so, yeah, the website should be done this week. We're waiting on a couple things to fall into place before we can officially launch. And then we should be off to the races.
Yep.
From there. Anyway.
James Nino has been a member of our One Before Supporter Club for 25 months. Nice. He said, excited to see your new business.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Another thing I learned, since we're talking tips and tricks, is to, if you don't have the skills, hire it done. And the first time I built my website by myself, and it's done well for us. 731bulwarks.com has done well for us. I have changed it over the years. I have watched a ton of videos on how to learn how to do that stuff. It's not impossible to do by yourself. A basic website's not that difficult to set up. But when we're talking about a website that we hope and dream that will scale to a larger scale at some point, because if honestly, if we're going to be selling tools, I want to sell a bunch of them, and different kinds of tools. And so that was the idea. So I hired somebody to do this one. I reached out. I literally posted it on the Facebook community or YouTube community, and I said, I'm looking for somebody to build me a website. And several people applied, and then I talked to several people, and then the guy I wound up going with, he watches the channel, which is always great. And so he was able to, we were able to work out a deal where he's building the website. And so it should be, he's almost finished with it. Like, he has a couple tiny little things that I'm tweaking. Like, it's just minor stuff. But I don't have that skill set. And so a lot of times, if you don't have the skill set and you try to do it, then I was told once, you're a woodworker, not a video editor. And because I was trying to do everything, like, I was doing everything. And so it's really good to kind of keep that mindset. We're not, you know, you're not perfect at everything. You're really good at your skill set, and you have to kind of know when you shouldn't be doing things. And so that's kind of the idea behind that.
Right. What did they say?
Y'all have a business email. Yes, we do.
So I have one. That's the one I was trying to get back to.
T. Griffin, we have one for 731 Woodworks. You can literally just email info@731woodworks.com. There's one, the same thing,
for Faith. I think Faith Valley is info. Faith Valley.
Yeah, it's faithvalley.com. Info@faithvalley.com will be the email address. If you send an email to info@faithvalley.com.
From Japan is in here with us.
Info@faithvalleytools.com is the business address there.
Yep. So they're asking about the book.
The book.
What
book?
Faith Valley. Will the book you're making be on Faith Valley?
Yes. Matter of fact, stock will be here Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So do you want to tell them about that?
We can.
All right, go ahead. You want me to hand it to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You got to get rid of the pup.
No, I don't.
Yep. Patrick Morrissey, we make our own business card too. It's a good idea. It's pretty easy to do. Vistaprint is what we used.
I thought he failed. Did you grab him?
Yeah, I saved his life.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
what's that? You've got so dirty. Show him that part.
Yep. It's the Woodworker's Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be spiral bound or hardback versions. Faith Valley Tools logo on the back. It'll be here. This one's the one that has corrections.
Justin, so we'll get right back to you on it.
There's a personal note for me on the front or in the first page, conversion charts. There's things that we've added based on feedback from the Two Before Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Several things, actually.
So this one's kind of a mock-up.
Yeah, this is like the draft, rough draft, where you can write your customer quotes. So if you're giving people quotes, date, customer, description of product, mm-hmm. the amount you quoted them. I always had trouble. The idea was I had problems with going back and forth on Notes app because it would get buried in there somewhere. I'm like, I don't put 14 grocery lists on top of my customer quotes, so that I'm looking for.
I was trying to show that. It's dirty right now. Oh, okay.
I'm showing the rest of it now.
Oh, okay.
We're teaming a little secret.
Well, I mean, I thought you'd wait on.
Yeah, we'll wait.
I didn't know you were going page by page, but
I wasn't going page by page.
Yeah, you were.
Anyway, there's customer quotes in there. There's also whenever
this is why you can't let him do anything off script.
This is also so like when you actually do get the product going or the project, there's a lot of information to keep up with, like cut lists and payments. If it's a commission product, I always took a deposit, and then some people wanted to make payments on it, you know. And so there's ways to keep track of that in there. And it's just a profit and loss statement. It's just a whole lot. It's basically a business book for woodworkers, essentially.
Wayne Glass, they will be available on Faith Valley's website when it goes live. Yep. It's really close.
FaithValleyTools.com.
I mean, like, really close. Like
days away.
Yeah. So as soon as that goes live, they'll be available. Mm-hmm. We don't know the exact price yet because the spiral bound versus the hardback.
There'll be a few dollars difference.
There's a few dollars difference in the cost of those, but we'll... All of that. Oh, can you get it autographed? Yes.
If you want it.
We can add a thing on the website that says includes autograph if you guys want that. And then I was going to get back to Justin. So Justin wanted to know if you have any tips for, this is the one that everybody always asks the most about too, because it's the hardest, time management.
Yep. That was always difficult for me.
Still difficult
for
you.
Yeah, it's still difficult for me. So basically you just had to prioritize what's most important as far as the business goes. And we're not talking about like family stuff. Family comes first, should always come first. But there are times when business has to come first. It just has to, whatever it is.
There has to be a balance there, and it's really hard.
It's very difficult to balance it. But there will be seasons of hustle. I know everybody wants work-life balance, right? Everybody wants that. But you can't always have that. If you're going... honestly, if you're going to be very great at something or very good at something, or you want something to succeed, sometimes things have to go out of balance so that other things get pushed to the top.
So,
but it should always come back in balance. But as far as time management goes, mm-hmm. like what I try to do and what I've done a couple of times over the last few weeks is literally while I'm working out, I will take a notes app and I will put bullet points on stuff I got to get done today. Like mm-hmm. bullet points. And I'm like, this one's getting done first, then this, then this, then this. But a lot of times when I was still had a full-time job, like I was woodworking, I've told this before, I would get up extra early and put finish on so that it could be drying while I'm at work. And when I come home, that finish is dry and I can start new stuff. And so there may be things where you have to get up a little early or stay a little late.
So, and here's something else that with time management, it's super difficult if you do have a family.
Small ones.
Yeah. Try not to put a burden on the rest of your family so that you can stay in the shop or something like that. Talk to them. If you need to be in the shop to work on stuff, talk to your family. Let them know. If you're married, talk to your spouse. Because that was one thing that we tried to always talk. He would say, I'm going to have to be out in the shop tomorrow because I've got this and this and this and this to get done. And so we would talk about it ahead of time. During the few times where we did not talk about it and he was just out there, I was constantly like going out there saying, when are you coming in? When are you coming in? So you have to make sure you just talk when you've got family involved. But those of you that are out there in the trenches doing it with the little kids.
Yep. That's what James Neal says. Business taking the back seat. My family has to be first right now. Yeah. Kids are 1 and 3.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. You should. Those kids, they require more time at that age.
But not just that they require, like, you don't want to miss that.
No, you don't.
That, you know, when our kids were little, everything else fell to the wayside. You know, everything. Like, we made sure we earned a paycheck so that we could pay for what they needed. But if our kid was sick, we were with them. If our mm-hmm. kid was at a ball game, we were with them. If they were at a dance recital, we were there. I mean,
practices, the whole nine. Like, I didn't skip practices or whatever. I mean, it's just seasons in life, I guess.
Mad Dog, you're right. Juggling kids, wife, and work is hard, but worth it. It's hard. And time management is one of those things that everybody wants a secret to it, and there really is no secret to it.
Everybody has to figure out their own formula, really.
Other than, honestly, the best thing you can do is to come up with some type of plan for yourself and follow that plan. So like Mr. Clark said, you have to follow the plan. If you don't, then you're way off track. And then once you knock one thing off track, everything else is kind of a domino effect.
Yeah.
Michael Mason has been a member of our 1x6 Supporter Club for 38 months.
Thank you, Mike.
I learned 2 months ago that I need to set cutoff dates for orders at Christmas. I can't squeeze one thing in after the other to be nice.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. So that's a good tip.
That's the thing, too. When I was taking commission orders, I would tell them up front when they work out a deal and they say, I would say, this, I won't start on this for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. That's when I'll start building it. And then it's going to take a week or two or however long it's going to make. And so I would let them know, like, it's going to be a long time. You got to put your deposit in now if you want on the schedule, but it's going to be a month and a half before I can start on it. So it's good to let people know that.
Oh, see, Justin says he's got a wife and a 2.5-year-old medically complex daughter. Wife helps with these things because she knows I struggle with it. She's a huge, all caps, huge blessing.
Awesome.
Justin, that's the thing, you know, it's really difficult. Wine glasses, kids are only little once.
Yep.
You don't ever want to put them by the wayside. You don't want your wife or husband, whoever it is, to feel like they've been put. There are times that I felt that way with him, you know, and we have to have that conversation. I'm telling you, communication is one of the keys to time management, I think.
Struggle with communication.
Because if he tells me, you know, I'm stressed, I've got to get done, I know, okay, he's not going to come around me much today, but I know because he's already told me he's got all this stuff done. So communicate with your person.
As much as you can.
Wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend.
Backboard Media says, do you recommend the Craig Bandsaw fence? I've never used that one, but Jeff Allred's on here. He has the Carter Mag fence. So I would absolutely trust his opinion on that and check that one out. I've never used the Craig, so I can't give you an opinion.
We'll be right back.
When it comes to influencer marketing, there's a podcast that covers it all that you will want to add to your playlist. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. They talk about influencer marketing, social media, the creator economy, social commerce, and much, much more. They cover all aspects, including the creator economy, social commerce, the latest trends, the metaverse, TikTok trends, and that's just the beginning. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.
I like Sleeper Hound Design says, hey, everybody. Not everybody.
Everybody.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, I'm late. I got them off track. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can't talk like that to us.
Everybody.
Sleeper Hound.
Thank you, Sterling Studios. Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Clark, I understand how schedules have to go to the wayside for family. Yeah. Just those things. Yellowhammer, I struggle with remembering what my wife tells me. She thinks I'm not listening, but I just forget a lot.
Hey.
He struggles with that, too.
You're not pointing fingers. That's
and rude. I think one reason is because he said, you know, he said a while ago, sometimes business just kind of has to come first. And I think in his mind sometimes, I picture SpongeBob when I think about, you know, how the brain works with the files and filing cabinets and everything. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should Google it. He forgets everything except fine dining. I think for him, he fills his brain up with things he needs to get done for 731 and now for Faith Valley and, you know, for all these things that he's got going business-wise. And if I tell him something, it's like clicked over to a corner of his brain where, okay, that one's not as important as these conference calls I've got at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock at 4 o'clock. So I'm going to kick this one over here and worry about this. And I ask him about it. He's like, huh, what? I'm like, and I tell him all the time, you don't listen to me. But I really think it's like you're saying, Yellowhammer. I think he puts my stuff over here in like almost like a wastebasket.
Huh? You say
and,
so?
Like, he throws it away. It's like trash get ball with what I'm telling him. And the business stuff stays. So, trash but I know kit. That. I know that.
That's hilarious. So. Trash get ball.
Well, I mean, it's kind of true.
Miss Cheryl says, looking lots better, Amy. I hope you are.
I am. I'm so much better.
Pain
thank
free.
Y'all.
Pain yes. free.
We were
from
talking
Kittistons.
About that today. Yep. I said, do you for realize how long end. It's been since I've
praise
been,
Lord.
That I've been pain free? Like, He said, when's the last time you had to take a pain pill? And I was like, I have no idea.
That's been a long
idea.
Time. No, I said, how long has it been since you had pain?
Oh, I have no idea. Pain or pain pill.
How do you handle surgery. Shipping costs? Patrick Morrissey. Mm. Shipping costs is tough. So when I was selling stove covers, which were fairly large items, not freight lot-wise, but they were larger items, sometimes those were $30 to ship to the next store, $16 to ship to the next state, and then if they went up to my friend up there in Alaska, Moose Works, it would be like $50, $60, $70.
Or New York.
California, New York. From here, it would cost us $50 or $60. Mm-hmm. So when I was selling those online, what I did was I averaged that out. I said, okay, all right, this is what
thank
I'm
you,
charging.
Michelle.
This is what I'm charging for the product. It costs $16 to ship it to Mississippi, but it costs $60 to ship it to California. What's a good halfway point to add to the price of the product? Because you're offering... On Etsy, you have to give free shipping. You don't have to, but if you don't give free shipping, then you mm-hmm. don't get shown as much because they prioritize listings or free listing. So I literally just split the cost and added that to it. So if someone in Mississippi bought it, then they paid a little extra, even though I made a little more profit, I guess is the way to say it. But when I shipped it to California, I lost that profit back. So it all evened out in the wash.
Paris Carter. So I kind of, that makes me think of something. Says, that's the hardest thing. I work overnight, have a family, trying to figure out when to sleep, work on myself, which is woodworking, and when to hang out with family, small yeah. kids. So when our kids were little, he didn't have a woodworking hobby at the time, but he did like play video games as his kind of, not like hardcore or anything, but kind of
Madden.
Almost like
plays
his
football.
His downtime, his outlet, yeah. And he worked,
play a lot of
he worked overnight. And here's what helped me a lot when our kids were little, and he did that. While I was at work, because I worked daytime, and the kids were at school or daycare, or at home, he would have them doing something, keeping them busy enough that he would do all the laundry or sweep the floor or mop or try to have supper cooked before I get home. If he wasn't going to be able to be there by the time I get home because he had to go to work on a different, you know, hour shift or something, he would still try to work in certain things to take those off of me. And I think doing stuff like that made it easier for me to accept that I was the one that had to do everything for all three kids while he was gone. And so
just teamwork made the dream work, people.
So I think if, you know, maybe try to work out something with your spouse like that you can, you know, take some stuff off of her or him, or I can't see the picture to know if you're a man or a woman. So I don't want to assume anything. But maybe stuff like that, something that when your spouse is at work, if you're home, try to do a task that spouse normally does. And then maybe when your spouse is home and you get to be there, then maybe you can go woodwork since that task is already taken care of for them.
Yep.
Yeah. That was just something that worked for us.
Lloyd's in the house.
Lloyd's in the house. Late but made it. What's up, Lloyd?
Lloyd, you know. I look back at the live stream the other day, the oldest live stream we did a couple of years ago. You were on there.
Yep.
And that's when you got named Lloyd that night.
Some of y'all were on there.
Yep. Several people actually.
I had my cast, this one. Mm-hmm. I had my cast on. Yep. We saw that. Our setup was in our bedroom on a folding table that was crooked. Remember that? It was crooked. And yeah.
And that brings me to another point. On building a business. It ain't going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. Things take time. And we forget. Is it power tip time?
No, not yet.
We forget that we're in a marathon and not a sprint. I say it all the time. Mm-hmm. I forget we're in a marathon, not a sprint. And so if you think about building a business like compound interest, like the first year, you know, you may make a little profit, maybe a little money, may lose a little money. I don't know. And then the second year, you make a little more, then it just grows and grows and grows the more you do it because you're practicing at it, you're studying about it, you're getting better at it. And so that's one thing that we all lose sight of. We can't see the big picture. All we see is right now, today. And so I think that's one thing that we all miss. Because that's what made me think about that is you go back and look at the older videos, this older live stream from 2 years ago or 2 years ago on the regular channel or on my videos page. And just scroll down 2 years and watch a video, and you can see the difference, like different lighting, different demeanor almost, because I get more comfortable the more I do it. And so, yeah.
STL wants to know if you have any recommendations for people going to the tailgate in Nashville as far as where to stay. Stay somewhere close to Bar Taco.
So we always stay downtown, but Franklin is a pretty decent little drive, about 20 minutes or so out. And so I'm not familiar with hotels, but I'll get some recommendations coming closer to time for hotels in Franklin.
If you want to stay closer to where it's at, Franklin would be better to stay at.
And if you don't know, we're having a Tools and Tailgates April 27th, Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you don't know what Tools and Tailgates is, we're going to give away some tools. We're going to play some tailgate games. We're going to keep it family friendly, so leave your adult beverages at home. And we're going to, like, you know, cornhole, ladder toss, we don't know. We're going to come up with something. Mm-hmm. Somebody talked about maybe doing a shopping spree type thing. We're going to figure that part out. We got a little bit. We're going
to
play some games.
We want it to be fun, but you guys have to understand that the first one, if you're
maybe
at the
a
first
little rough.
One,
we'll figure it out.
It's probably going to be a little rough.
You're the beta testers.
You're the beta tester. You're our guinea pigs.
But it's going to be fun. Good fellowship is what we're looking for, really.
Yeah.
We'll probably make a video out of it. And so if you want to be on a video.
A raffle would be nice.
Would love to do a raffle. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to talk to some businesses in that area.
Oh, thank you, Lloyd.
Especially Woodcraft.
He said, it's been so cool to watch you grow.
Thank you, Lloyd. Been a good friend, man.
You know what?
I appreciate you.
For me, it's been incredible to watch him grow.
Him? Mm-hmm. Us?
You.
We've been blessed, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'll never deny that. I've been blessed way more than I deserve, as Dave Ramsey will say. I don't deserve anything, but I do appreciate it. Makes my eyes want to sweat a little bit.
Yeah. just because it is surreal sometimes. And we'll look at each other and we're like, we're still getting to do this again today. You know?
Yep. It's a blessing. You lose sight of it sometimes. Yeah, take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Matt Bridges said, I'll come to the beta test and then you'll have it smooth when you come to my area.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll get it smooth.
So, but you know what? When I was teaching, I would always tell the first class that Jason, I was doing with something. I would say something like, okay, you guys are my guinea pigs. But normally that's when we had the most fun. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. You know, not to put the pressure or anything on there. We'll see.
Yeah.
Montgomery, Alabama. I'd like to come back through. Come to Alabama. I want to go to all the southern. I want to go to all the states.
You've been through Alabama once.
I've been through. We've stayed in Alabama. We stayed in Mobile.
Yeah. Mobile, Alabama.
What
about Greenbow?
Popping.
Hey, don't break that.
It's this.
Oh, you can break that.
He's such a goofball. He don't even know. You hear it?
What'd you
Why
do?
Why is it doing that? It's the stool I sit on is literally made from cardboard and I think like a fluffy carpet. I don't even know. And I think it's
hair
breaking.
Of a dog or something.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Go to Maine. We want to go to Maine so bad.
Yeah, I want to see some clam chowder up there.
You want to see some clam chowder or you want to eat some?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
You know what time it is?
Power tip.
Power tip. Let me.
Get Mr. Paris.
Paris Carter said, thank you. Great advice.
You,
also, I'm male. I get that with him. Well, normally, Paris, I can look at the picture, but it's so tiny on my.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
Do you have
power
a...
tip is.
Thank you. Have
the
beard,
power
though.
Tip is. Yeah, I lost. Oh, power tip is.
Write it down.
The only way it's going to happen is if you start. And so that's one of the, like, this channel wouldn't be here if I hadn't pressed record and just started putting myself out there. Have I caught some hate or, I don't know, I guess internet hate, yeah. Catch it pretty regular. I mean, do their opinions matter? I mean, honestly, no. There's only one opinion that matters of us as individuals, you know, God Almighty. But there's no way this would be here if I hadn't started. If we want to create a tool company that makes a difference in people's lives, mm-hmm. not just a tool, giving you a little bit of inspiration, maybe reminding you who you are, you know, in the shop, but it also makes an impact across the world, not just from the tool company. And so that's the only way that's going to happen is if we start it. And so we're putting ourselves out there.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Good deal. Jeff Allred has some news for all of you in the DFW area.
Do
if
it.
You live near Nashville, Texas. I'm just picking. It's Dallas-Fort Worth area. He said if there's any new woodworkers that's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, he has tools that he is not using and giving away.
Awesome.
They include a Craig T-Track, saw blades, sander, DeWalt circular saw. If you want any of that, email him at allredwoodworks@gmail.com.
If you're in the DFW area, hook him up. He's a good dude.
If you've never heard of Nashville, Texas, it's kind of a new place.
It's hot, man. It's so hot down there.
Yeah. DFW is Dallas-Fort Worth area, Texas, Todd.
Yeah, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, he said, oh, okay. Sorry about that. Man.
Oh, speaking of giving stuff away, our quarterly Two Before Nation giveaway is coming up. As soon as we get back from Workbench Con,
mm-hmm.
I gotta give away some stuff to y'all. We got a DeWalt track saw, an M18 Milwaukee table saw. I've got a Grizzly track saw that I haven't reviewed yet. It may go in the second quarter giveaway. If not, it'll be in the first. I've got a Skill track saw. I've got some hand tools. I've got some ear protection, like music style. And whatever we bring back from Workbench Con, they usually give us a swag bag type thing. Some of that'll be in there. Now, we got a lot of stuff. So 2-4 Nation members, or if you haven't joined the 2-4 Nation, link in the description to learn how.
Damon Barber made it home, guys.
Woo!
Woo, who watched the show driving. He said he's home going inside to the wife. Good night, y'all. Been a member of our One Before Supporter Club for a whole 36
3 years, brother.
3 years. Good night, Damon.
Mr. Ron's Woodcheck says, Matt, how has this experience helped you with your anxiety? It has helped immensely. I still have, I guess, anxiety issues. I get nervous about things. I get overly anxious about if a video is doing well, or is this the end of the road because this last 2 videos didn't do well. I mean, I think that's kind of natural stuff. But as far as being able to talk, communicate to people, random strangers, like we've made some videos where we just walked up to people and buy them tools in a store. You go ahead.
Welcome to our Two Before Supporter Club, Gerald Etheridge.
Welcome. I would have never done that. Never done that in my life. I would have never done that had it not been for this. And we literally just filmed another one at Rockler that'll come out later this week. Just walking up to random strangers and introducing us, or just striking up a conversation about the tool that they're looking at, and then working and they're like, hey, I'd like to give you a $50 gift card, or hey, I'd like to buy you that XYZ. Like, I would have never done that. Like, could you imagine not doing that 10 years ago, 5 years ago?
No.
Like, it just wouldn't happen. So, yeah, it's been huge.
I exchange numbers with people in the grocery store line, but he's
not other men, though.
No.
Let's just put that out there.
No.
She ain't available.
But
she's taken.
Oh, my gosh. But I do. I text with one of our previous Uber drivers from several years ago.
This is true.
But no, he was never that way. And I think that's one of the things that he has grown the most in is his ability to do that. And I think that's helped him.
Yeah, it has helped me hugely.
Yeah.
Amtrak says, how can I square up plywood scraps with no factory edges or square corners? I have a track saw. There's your answer. And a table saw, but no jigs. Square one side of it up. Boom. Just cut it with the track saw. Doesn't really matter. Just kind of eyeball it. And then take that edge, put it on your table saw, and then cut the other opposing edge. Then you got 2 edges. How are you going to make the other edge square, right? You should be able to use your track, then turn it sideways, and then took your track saw, lay it on there, and then you can square it up to the face you just cut. Wham! Then you got 3.
I feel like this should be a video.
Yeah, it should. But there you go. Now you know.
Tammy Bledsoe said her husband and her have some property in Maine. Nice. I want to go to Maine so bad. I don't know if it's going to, like, is the seafood there really that much better? Like, that's what I want to go for.
Yeah. We're just going to eat.
I just want to travel.
Is there any tourist spots up there?
I just want to travel and eat. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Makita
Several
or DeWalt.
People feel the same way you do about the anxiety, by the way.
Makita or DeWalt router, which do you prefer? DeWalt. I like the Makita. It's nice. It really is. I just prefer the DeWalt. I think the DeWalt's a better made router.
Go to Maryland for steamed crabs.
Is that on the way?
That sounds good. Okay, I got to quit thinking about seafood. Well, that's my weakness.
We do like the seafood, y'all.
We really do.
Well, kept you long enough. Next week.
You didn't show a...
Oh, I didn't. A
show it in. Spotlight.
Where'd it go? I had it right here on the screen.
I don't know what
What'd
you
did. What'd you do with it? Did you scroll? Oh, there it is. You must have hid that one. Hey, you saw the spotlight. We have a community called 731 Woodworking Community. If you search that on Facebook, you should find it. You got to ask 2 questions, or you can go to facebook.com/group/731woodworks. You got to answer 2 questions to be let in. Basically, will you be nice and watch your favorite tool? Mm-hmm. We got 20 members waiting. We'll get those in a minute. Kevin Kirkpatrick, I think I've shouted you out before, Kevin, but you do amazing work. It may have been a while. Check that box out. Check that detail out. We have members in there that make stuff like that. That is amazing. But not everybody's an expert woodworker, and that's what the community is for. Because even if you're doing beginner-level stuff or you need questions answered, this is a good place to go. This is a real good place to go. And since we're on the topic of helping, hey, somebody made a crosscut slab right there. Check
that's
that out.
That's awesome.
Good job, David. It looks good. See that number scrolling across your screen there? We're starting a course to help you build your woodworking business, basically dumping all of our knowledge into a course and community where we can all help each other. If you want to be notified when that launches, it should launch in about 2 weeks. You can text that number, 731-207-7151. Text the word course, C-O-U-R-S-E, to that number. When it launches or when it's getting ready to launch, I will let you know that, hey, it's coming up. It will be a paid thing. It's a monthly fee is what it'll be. I think the first month we're going to give 20% off for the lifetime of your stay, but it's there to help you, basically. It's going to be, basically step-by-step how to start and get one going.
Okay, those of you that mentioned shrimp, crawfish, steak, and lobster.
Yes.
Love all those, all yes. of us. Okay, you have a few questions.
All right.
And I'm trying to find... First of all, DIY Audio Guy says, been watching you since your channel first got started. It's been a joy to watch you succeed. So that's awesome. Multicraft NEO just bought a 2x4 try for the shop. Always losing little things.
Yeah,
awesome. It keeps moving on me. I'm trying to get it. And Todd Boyce said, corded or cordless router? ?
If I'm just for a trim router, I like the cordless routers. If it's a big 2.25 horsepower router, I like the DeWalt or the Bosch. Both of those are really good. Milwaukee makes a really good cordless router that's 2.25 horsepower, but it's big. Like, it's big and heavy.
David Johnson, thank you so much. He says, Matt, God has blessed you. You and Miss Amy have changed my life. That's very sweet. Y'all have changed ours.
Very much so.
But thank you so much for that. Orange Julius says, which tools are best to avoid the cordless version?
Cordless?
Which ones are best to avoid?
That's a good question. I don't like cordless palm sanders, like the 5.25-inch sanders. Now, I do like the Milwaukee cordless sander that's the orbital detail sander, a little tiny sander, getting in boxes and stuff. But like a regular sander, I don't like those. They don't work well for me. I don't care for them. I prefer corded sanders. Other than that, I haven't found any cordless tools that I didn't like. Like, I like track saw cordless. I like trim routers cordless. Of course, drills, drivers, things like that.
Gail Williams says to you, I have got to stop watching your videos on good deals on tools. I spend too much money, too many good deals.
They were good deals yesterday. The President's Day deal, they weren't like Black Friday level, but they were solid deals.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Campfire wants to know, Miss Amy, where did you get your shirt? I want to get one for my wife.
Hallelujah. This one was purchased from a local boutique that we have here. She makes things randomly and puts them in there, and she doesn't make them again. So, like, she makes batches, and I bought this one a year or 2 years ago. It was one of her batches.
Look on Etsy.
Yeah, look on Etsy.
Probably find one similar.
What brand is... It's a really good brand. She just uses basic brands, does it say?
It probably used to, but the tag's gone.
So search Etsy and do Comfort Colors, because those are really good comfy sweatshirts. And then just put Hallelujah on there. You could probably even show them a picture if you screenshotted it, and they could probably print it for you.
Yep.
Because I think that's all she does. Somebody had a question. It keeps moving on me. It's so annoying when it does that.
I got a hat, STO. It won't burn too much.
Okay, somebody else had a question, but the chat moved on me, so I'm sorry. If I missed it.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Next week, we'll talk about Workbench Con, kind of what you would like to see there. I may make a video. I don't know. We'll see.
Wait. John Strutt says that he has done 0 woodworking projects.
Yep.
Wants to start. What kind of projects would you recommend for a complete and total newbie?
I would recommend what I started with, because it was easy to build with common lumber and with basic tools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called J. Bates Outdoor Chair Set. You can literally Google J. Mm-hmm. Bates Outdoor Chair Set. There's free plans available. They're very easy to follow. And you can make right now's the time to build them, because I started in February of 2017. That's when you start selling outdoor furniture in the South anyway. Go, there's like $50, maybe $40, $50 worth of lumber in those. Maybe not even that. Mm-hmm. Get you a circle saw and a drill, some screws, some wood glue, 2x4s. That's all you need. Just build those. Be off the races. All right.
All right.
Happy building. Catch y'all next time.
Good night.
Bye.